Auto Repair, east of U.S. Route 113, 600 feet southeast of Route 20. A special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for commercial use and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Leslie Chappell, 7138 Lana Circle, Seaford, Delaware, 19966.
Lewis Chappell. Seaford, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Leslie Chappell. My husband, Lewis. We own, operate Lou's Auto Repair on 635 West DuPont Highway. At one point, we decided we were trying to look at a way to bring in customers, and I thought of having a snowball stand. So we purchased a camper from a church that used to take the camper to sell ice cream at the fair, and we redid it. I had him paint the outside to look like a snowball, and we would like to have a variance, apparently, to be able to sell the snowballs.
And we also got a bill of health from the health department. They came in and examined the, you know, just they popped in, and they loved the place, so they gave us a bill of health.
Okay. So you get a free snowball and you can get your car worked on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he has done that a couple times. He's came up and said to me, this one's on me. And that's mainly why I did it, because I have to sell a lot of snowballs to even be here tonight. So, I mean, it's mainly to get him business.
That's good.
And I have got a lot of nice customers out of it.
Well.
Yeah, because they butter up to me for snowballs.
I can see it. Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
What year trailer is it?
It's a 1968.
68. Yes.
The church kept really good care of it, and it has a brand new air conditioner that I put in it, and we had a carpenter named Preston do all the woodworking, and we put new floors in it, and she did all the painting herself.
It's a temporary. I'm not going to be doing this anytime that the business isn't opened, and we found that during the weekends was too much traffic, so I'm not doing it during the weekends. I'm only doing it Monday through Friday from 11 to 6.
Mr. Rickard, is this considered an accessory structure?
No, it's considered something that adds on the property as a trailer.
Motor vehicle.
And that's allowed on C1.
Oh yeah, that's allowed if you allow it.
Mr. Johnson, do you have any?
As a business.
Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question.
Okay.
Did you get a permit for this?
For
the structure?
It's a trailer.
It's a motor vehicle.
Yeah, but you have to have a permit.
Not the way you're using it, though.
No.
Ooh. She called and asked about
it. I called about snowballs, and they told me that there was nothing, that I had to get a health permit.
Who'd
and
you
I
call?
Got the.
Who'd you call?
Sussex County.
Yeah, I know. But
I
County.
Mean, I well, tried to
call?
Find out
the
if I had
V
to.
Motor vehicle or the county? Or
I didn't call motor vehicles. Cause
called the county?
I called the county and was told that as long as I had a business license, which we have a business license,
fine.
And the health permit. I didn't even know anything about the zoning, that it would be an issue with the zoning. That's why I didn't put a shed or a permanent structure, because I figured we were already permitted for motor vehicles, that there wouldn't be a problem because this is a motor vehicle.
Using it as a motor vehicle. Not using it as a motor vehicle.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, I guess if it, had you gotten a permit, it would have stated the setback requirement was 60 yes. feet, but that's, you know.
How many feet?
Regardless, you would still have to apply for a permit if it was approved.
Okay. Now, how many feet's got to be back?
A permit,
well,
wait, where
you're
do
asking
I go
for,
to?
What you're asking for is
aside
the
from the special use exception,
yeah.
For it to even exist, you're also asking for a variance of 42 feet because you have it.
You have to be 60.
Yeah, we have it where the light poles are.
Right.
And had you applied for a permit, as you should have, it would have told, the permit would have shown you that it had to be 60 feet back.
Oh, okay.
So, if it's approved, you have to apply for a permit.
Okay.
Now, where do I do that?
At the same place.
In the morning, I'll help you with that.
Same place.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
No other questions.
No other questions. Okay. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two again. And anyone here in opposition? Okay. Chair hearing none. Again, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the special use exception, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. The use itself, in regards to the variance, the use itself is unique. I don't know if it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, but I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood. I make a motion. We approve case number 10,228.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
But only for the purpose that the applicant has requested it for.
Okay.
No other different use.
Okay. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,228. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay.
Okay. Case number.